Hi, this week the question is, what if everyone was totally honest? In Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, the Bible says, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to Him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Two of the things which God hates involves lying. One of the Ten Commandments against lying was, thou shalt not bear false witness. And although we no longer live under the Old Testament laws, the New Testament still teaches that we are supposed to be honest and not lie. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, therefore put away lying. Let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. In Colossians 3, verse 9, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. And Revelation 21, verse 8, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Many more times the Bible teaches that lying is a sin, and that all liars will eventually be punished forever. The reason God made laws against lying is because He is truth. He is pure honesty. Honesty and truth are not just things God does, but these are characteristics of who He is. He is truth. In Titus chapter 1, verse 2, the Bible says, God cannot lie. And in Hebrews 6, verse 18, it is impossible for God to lie. You see, God cannot lie because His nature is truth. In order for Him to lie, He would have to stop being who He is. He would have to stop being God. Think about what the world would be like if everyone was totally honest and trustworthy. If everyone always told the truth and practiced the truth, there would be no need for alarm systems. There would be no locks on any doors, just latches to keep the wind out. If a sign on a door read, do not enter, that would be enough to keep all unauthorized people out. There would be no broken homes with children growing up in single-parent households because all mothers and fathers would be honest, keeping their wedding vows. The price of all goods and services would be cheaper. Right now, prices are inflated to compensate for stolen goods and destroyed property. But if everyone were totally honest, the prices would go down to a reasonable level. There would be no long lines at the stores. If everyone were totally honest, the stores could simply put items on the shelf and ask people to put their money in a money jar on their way out the door. If people needed change, they could make their own change out of the money jar. For after all, if everyone was being totally honest, no one would take any item or any money that did not belong to them. There would be no need for an army, for the Navy, for the Air Force or Marines. For if everyone was honest, no one would be crossing any boundary that they weren't supposed to cross. No one would be cheating anyone else. Think of how different life would be if people would be honest and always tell the truth. My friend, what about you? Do you always tell the truth? Are you honest with others, or do you sometimes stretch the truth? Let's go a step further. Are you even honest with yourself? Can you truthfully look at your life and know beyond any doubt that you have done your duties, told the truth, and been honest with your spouse, with your family, your neighbors, and those you work with? Can you honestly say you have obeyed the Lord in all that He commanded? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, teach them to observe all things that I have commanded. He taught that men should believe in Him, John 3:16, and that they should repent of their sins, Luke 13 verse 3, that they should confess His name before men, Matthew 10 verse 32, and be immersed in water for the remission of sins, Mark 16, verse 16. Why not decide from this day forward to be honest with others and with yourself, to tell the truth, to do your duty and obey the Lord? Forget what others are doing. Don't follow the crowd, but choose to do what is right no matter what others are doing. You know this is the right thing to do. Don't follow the crowd. Your parents taught you this. If you are a parent yourself, you've taught your own children this. Why not set the example and do what you yourself have taught your children? Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. There at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.